Callum Boyes joins us for the weekly feed right now. He is the National Food and Drink Writer for Fairfax Media. And I believe we've got something a bit interesting this morning, Callum.
Yes, we do have something a little bit interesting. That was a bit excited. Because I want to talk about eating feral animals.
Yeah, see, when you said this, my brain immediately went to roadkill.
Yeah, none of that. I think that subculture does exist in Australia. And I think it's a bit of a thing in Queensland, having spent some time up there, although no one's quite worked out how to eat cane toad yet.
Oh, yet on the end of that sentence worries me. The yet. There.
Yeah, Australia's answer to fugu. I think it's too poisonous to eat.
That's a good thing.
But there's plenty of other feral animals we can eat out there because there are fantastic source of ethical, free-range and organic meat. I published an editorial this week by a freelance writer who is a former vegan, and he now only eats feral animals, oysters, and kangaroo meat.
Okay.
Because he says veganism, although a very good idea, it's not enough to save the planet alone. So we need to also do something about the feral animal problem that we have, which is, you know, destroying our native flora and fauna through all its competition of habitat and all that kind of thing. So, so Australia's got so many feral animals. Now, cane toad we probably can't eat, as discussed.
I'm glad.
Let's leave the feral cats to one side as well. No, we don't have to go hunting for the Lithgow panther just yet. But wild boar, I mean, they're the worst of the worst, and they're totally delicious and edible. So you'll see wild boar ragu around Sydney a lot. If you go to Italian joints, more traditional joints, will have wild boar sausage as well. And that's great. So wild boar, they foul water, they spread disease, and they, you know, really, really prey on small mammals. So, yeah, by just eating more wild boar ragu or roasting it at a shoulder, you can pick up wild boar from Italian butchers and you can roast that shoulder this weekend and it all falls apart and becomes quite delicious. And it's quite a gamier, porkier meat than domestic pigs. It's quite delicious if you slow cook it.
I have actually had wild boar,
yeah,
I will confess. It was not in Australia.
Okay.
It was in Italy, but I have actually had it, and it wasn't too bad. I quite liked it.
Yeah, good. Have you ever had any camel?
Look, not knowingly. Not to my knowledge.
If you head out to La Kemba or Liverpool this weekend, you can find a lot of places that'll do you a nice camel burger.
Oh, good.
Yeah, yeah. It's total. You would not. Maybe you'd pick the difference in a lineup.
I feel like that was a big jump, but sure.
Yeah, yeah. But I think just eating a burger straight up, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference between a beef burger and a camel burger.
That's probably not.
So much salt in these things anyway. So, but yeah, camels, they're pretty bad. They were introduced in the 19th century as the big desert train. And then these things called cars and trains came around. So we didn't need them anymore. So like, I just whack them on the bum and set them free and to use their hoofs to plow up all our little plants. And yeah, it's no good. So, but yeah, you can also roast a joint of leg of camel just like you would with lamb as well.
That would be, you'd need a giant barbecue for that.
You totally would. And I don't know where you'd buy a leg of camel. But
okay, that was my next question.
Yeah,
to
so
be
don't
honest.
Let's not go down that. I got my mate Duncan, who runs a restaurant called Africola in Adelaide, which is an awesome place if you're ever in the church estate to go and check out. He roasted a whole camel once.
What?
Yeah.
How?
Sheer will. And with a fair bit of effort because they're quite hard things to roast because of that bloody hump.
Oh, that's a good point.
Full of fat. And so that heats up at this to incredible temperatures and then kind of explodes. So
oh my
you've
God.
You've got an exploding camel hump on your hands while the rest of the meat's cooking at a different pace. So you've really got to be careful about how you stoke your fires there when roasting your whole camel, listeners.
Previously unsaid sentences in human history.
Yeah, right in for a fact sheet all about roasting whole camels any time.
Jesus.
The big one, though, that I wish we could eat more of it. It's got a bit of a problem because it tastes like an old sock, and that's carp.
Carp.
Yeah, those big-lipped Central Asian fish introduced to Australia back in colonial times for a bit of recreational fishing, and then they escaped in our rivers, and they just muddy the banks up and eat native fish and frogs and just destroy waterways in general. They're really, really bad. But they also taste like a muddy old footy sock. So what do you, what do you do?
You're not really endearing them to me, to be honest.
Yeah, look, you can, you know, they're fine to eat. They're not poisonous like a cane toad.
Good.
But
good start.
So a good way to do it to get rid of that muddiness is put it in a tagine with lots of spices and kind of hide all those kind of earthy flavors. You can dry it like salt cod. And make croquettes as well. That's a pretty good way to have it. I have tried those. My mate Matt Stone, who runs a restaurant called Oak Ridge down in Melbourne, he's all about hashtag eat the problem.
So, oh my gosh.
I know, it's good, isn't it? It's
that's
catchy.
Amazing.
So just on his Instagram last week, he was putting up fried carp wings with applewood and smoked chili.
Ooh.
See, now that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, this when is... A lot better than muddy sock.
Yeah, a lot better than muddy sock. Yeah. Fried carp wings with applewood. And also carp skin crackling, which looks delicious. Just swipe through some hummus. So, yeah, there are ways you can do it. I don't think you'll see too much carp on Australian menus, but you will see a lot of rabbits. So a rabbit's one thing we can all get behind.
Yeah, these things are everywhere.
Yeah, and especially now coming into winter. So rabbits introduced in 1859. By a bloke, a dickhead, shall we say, called Thomas Austin, who released 24 wild English rabbits into the Victorian bush for a bit of hunting fun. 24 rabbits.
24
that was
rabbits.
In 1859.
Now there's this. How inbred are
the
our
stereotype
rabbits?
Is true.
Oh my God.
I know. But yeah, they're terrible. And they're also a constant food source for feral cats and foxes, which kill native species like the bilby. So, yeah, save a bilby by eating rabbits. That's what I say. But, yeah, you can put the fillets and loins on a tartare or braise the leg joints to make a pasta sauce, and it's great in terrine or sausage as well. So, yeah, eat more rabbit. It's bloody good as well. Really nice with a, you know, paella with some rosé as well coming into summer later on. So, yeah.
A lot more endearing than muddy sock, to be honest. Again, that's my baseline here.
and the last one, and you might not be able to. Oh, I've got two more actually. So deer, obviously venison.
Deer.
Yeah, I mean they're, anything with a hoof is bad.
Okay.
Australia doesn't have any native hooved, hoofed. I'm not sure of the correct pronunciation there.
Either way.
animals. So those little hoofs, they spread disease and they cause massive topsoil erosion.
Okay.
You don't want them. So that goes to a wild boar, deers, donkeys, which we'll get onto in a second. Yes, there is a big feral donkey problem in Australia, which I didn't really know about either until I researched this.
Oh my God.
So yeah, deer, venison. I mean, the problem with venison, it is quite dear.
But
I think I stole that joke from Jimmy Carr. but it can be delicious as well. So roasted joints or fillets are the best way to eat it. You want to cook them really rare. You don't want a tough, overcooked venison. It becomes quite like kangaroo in that way. But you can get the shoulder meat from venison or deer and really braise that down and make a delicious winter pie as well. There's so many ways to use it. So, and then the guys from Mandaggery Creek, I want to say, do great venison. You can find that in good butcher shops all over Sydney. So yeah, donkey.
Donkey.
Yeah. Donkeys are a problem. I know, because they're so cute.
Well, that was not my first thought.
Oh, really? You don't find them cute?
I don't. I mean, they scare me a little
bit. I'm thinking of ponies.
Yeah. Horses, donkeys, they I'm not going to lie to you, they kind of scare me.
Yeah, donkeys are kind of, you're right. I was thinking of ponies this entire time. I was like, you go to the donkey rides at the show, don't you?
No, you don't.
Donkeys are kind of angry little things, aren't they? Yeah, old Newcastle, we couldn't afford ponies, so everyone get on Don the Donkey. Anyway, but they were used as a haulage animal back in the mid-19th century there because horses couldn't eat certain Australian desert plants without getting sick. So bring the donkeys over here, and then again these automobile things came along and it was like, oh, well, we don't need these anymore. Whack them on the bum and away they go. So, and donkeys live in really harsh and marginal land and, again, foul water holes. And cause erosion with their hoofs to the topsoil. So ways to eat donkey. There's not a lot. There's a donkey sausage in France.
A donkey sausage?
Yeah. I can't remember the name off the top of my head, but that is quite a bit of a thing. And then China uses a lot of donkey meat to replace horse meat. horse meat's a big thing in China. And I'm told in North China, there's this awesome Bao-style little sandwich of donkey chili and coriander in this hot steamed bread pocket. So, yeah, hot steamed bread pocket of donkey.
I mean, it actually sounds quite good. Now that I'm over the shock of donkey.
Yes.
I'm on board.
Have you ever had horse?
Again, not knowingly.
Yeah.
Not knowingly.
I had it not knowingly, and then I found out after I'd finished eating it, like okay. 5 minutes later. Seemed fine.
Well, that's what I mean. If you found out 5 minutes later, it kind of raised too many alarm bells.
I don't think we'll ever see it on a menu in Sydney in our lifetime.
Yeah, I don't think
so. Every now and again, someone puts it on. Like every 10 years, I reckon, I see a story or write a story about someone putting horse meat on the menu. Usually, you know, a well-meaning Italian. And then the PETA guys come out and...
They're not happy.
They get really upset by the concept. Although I think the octopus is the smarter animal. So,
yeah. They killed the psychic octopus in...
What?
What country was it that had the psychic octopus?
I think... the one that predicts the World Cup wins.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
He's sushi now.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. Sorry about that. Sorry for that down.
Oh, what a good way to start my Friday. I was in such a happy mood. What was his name? Bob, the octopus?
Something like that.
Oh, let's just say it was. Oh, that's a shame. But donkeys... horse, I don't know. I've still, even though it's, Italians love it. And there's a guy over in Perth called Vince the Prince of Flesh.
Okay. Yeah,
I know. Yeah.
That was really good. And then that
I
finished.
Know, right?
Okay.
Yeah. So he's got a website and you can order all kinds of horse meat to be shipped to Australia. We thought about getting some salami once shipped over, but then you're dealing with horse salami being sent in little cryovac things across Australia. And it's like, you know what? Let's just go to the pub.
Yep. Yeah.
and eat a schnitzel or a steak. This is too much. But yeah, rabbit's good. I'd advise this to get out there and get into some rabbit this weekend. And yeah, eat a rabbit, save a bilby. I think that's a better hashtag than eat the problem.
Yeah, I agree. And it seems like I don't know if better is the right word. Maybe an easier place to start and work your way up to donkey.
Yeah. Yeah, work your way up to donkey. Right. I don't know.
Callan, thanks so much for swinging by.
Hey, bloody pleasure. Thanks, Tess.
Callan Boy is the National Food and Drink Writer for Fairfax, running us through the weekly feed. Hashtag eat the problem. Eat a rabbit. That's your goal for this weekend. I'm setting you a challenge. Eat something that maybe you wouldn't initially. Maybe something that's not a cow this weekend. Have a big fry up for lunch.